Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at relationships and numerology. So I highly recommend listening to the intro so that you understand sort of what to listen for and why. So what we're going to be looking at is, based on our own personal numerology, what we tend to look for in a partner. Now, this can be for a romantic partner. This can be for friendships, who we surround ourselves with. But this is not about compatibility, okay? Compatibility, when we look at compatibility in numerology, that's very different than what we're looking at today. In compatibility, we're looking at the numerology of each individual and how they sort of interplay, how those energies interplay, and how to open the lines of communication and how to work with one another and where there might need to be some extra effort put into that connection to make it work, right? Based on, again, the vibrations of the numbers. But in compatibility, we look at the numerology of each individual. And I do actually offer in-depth compatibility reports and readings on my website. So if you're interested in that, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. But today, we're actually going to be looking at our own unique numerology and what that says about sort of who we attract, what we look for in another partner or another person, right? Again, it can be any kind of relationship. Now, one thing that I will say is this energy that we look for is based on our life path number and our birthday number. And I've got the calculations down below in the description box for how to calculate for both your life path number and your birthday number. And I recommend listening for both because both interplay and play a part in, again, who we or what we look for as far as characteristics in another person, in another relationship. Now, this is what we subconsciously and consciously look for in a partner based on our own personal numerology. So what I mean by that is, obviously, when we're consciously aware of what we're looking for, it makes sense, right? There's active traits that we are seeking out in another person. But when we subconsciously do that, that's more the soul saying, this is a connection, or these are experiences that we need to have to learn something from this individual, to learn something from this soul contract. And so we can subconsciously seek out sort of the lower vibrations of the energy to teach us something. And so in this reading today, I'm going to talk about the higher and the lower vibrations of the numbers in a way that will sort of explain what we can learn from both sides of it, right? The higher expression is what we want to sort of incorporate into our own journey, right? Because again, this is the life path number and the birthday number. But for the life path number, we often will seek out an individual who has those traits or those characteristics to teach us how to step into that energy. Because remember, the life path number is what we want to step into in this lifetime. And the lower vibrations of those numbers can hold wisdom, right? It has something for us to learn and to overcome and to see, you know, what we don't want to be or what we don't want to attract, right? It's what helps us to really see through another perspective the lower vibration of, let's say, the life path number so that we can recognize it within ourselves. So essentially, the other person becomes a mirror for us to see what it is, to see what that vibration looks like in the lower octave as well as the higher octave. I want to reiterate that it's not necessarily that the other person has this number as their life path or another prominent placement. So let's say that your life path number is 4. You might be seeking out, consciously or subconsciously, the vibration of the 4 in other people that you meet, but that doesn't mean that they have those numbers in their placements, right? In their report. So again, this is not compatibility. This is strictly based on your own numerology. What I will say about why we look at the life path and the birthday number. So again, the life path number, and again, I recommend listening for both. The life path number is, again, what we are seeking out in another person to sort of teach us how to step into that vibration. So typically, we would be looking for someone that has sort of mastered those characteristics, right? Those traits. And that can help us to step into that vibration, right? With the birthday number, this actually reminds us of who we are at our core, because the birthday number shows us what we've mastered in a past lifetime. It's the gifts that we already have innately that we brought forward in this lifetime. So when we seek out someone who has that vibration or has those characteristics, it reminds us of what we already have and can tap into. And so it sort of pushes us in that direction so that we can tap into those gifts, utilize them to help us to step into the life path number. And if we encounter someone who has the characteristics and traits of our birthday number and they're in the lower octave, it can remind us of how we don't want to use that energy in this lifetime, right? Again, essentially becoming a mirror and reminding us of, you know, again, that we want to be in the higher octave of that energy. So there's a lot to kind of take in. So again, if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to address them as I can in the comment section. But let's take a look at each life path and birthday number and the traits that that can hold for a potential partner, friend, colleague, etc., any relationship. All right, let's take a look. If you are life path 8 or you have a birthday number of 8, then you might be drawn to or attracted to subconsciously or consciously someone who has the characteristics and traits of an 8. Now, first we're going to look at the lower vibrations and then we'll look at the higher vibrations. If you're attracted to someone subconsciously or consciously that has the lower vibrations of the 8, then this is showing you what is also a part of you. And that lower vibration is what you may have to move through, whether it's through yourself or through an interaction with another person, so that you can overcome those lower vibrations and step into the higher octave of your life path number. And so having that reflected back to you by another person, a partner, friend, etc., those lower vibrations, you see what you don't want to be and you figure out how to rise above it, right? So, and if your birthday number is 8 and you're attracting or drawn to someone in the lower vibration of the 8, it's reminding you of what you don't want to repeat, right? Because the birthday number is what you've already mastered in a past lifetime. So you've already moved through the lower vibrations of the 8 and stepped into the higher octave. So in this lifetime, you're meant to pull from that higher octave of the 8 and do something really beautiful with it. So if your birthday number is 8 and not your life path number, then, and you're attracting people at the lower vibration, then it's more about what you don't, showing you, reflecting to you what you might be stuck in and what you don't want to repeat. Okay, so let's look at the lower vibration. So someone who sort of embodies the lower vibration of the 8 would be someone who is very money hungry, someone who uses money as control, leverage, or manipulation. Or they could also be a penny pincher, right? Like very frugal, very like afraid to spend money. They might have a tremendous amount of resources, but they're afraid to use it for fear of losing it or whatever the case may be. So they end up being very, very frugal. And that frugality has an effect on the household, right? Or the people that they're involved with. But as far as using it as control, leverage, manipulation, when we're in the lower vibration of the 8, money can be seen as very powerful. And so you would see this in situations where, you know, someone is financially reliant on this person and this person using that to their advantage to get what they want out of the situation. So again, it becomes one of manipulation and control. Also, lower vibration of the eight is very power hungry. They, you know, they have this sense of sort of superiority that gives them their drive, that gives them the ammunition that they need to go after their goals, their dreams, right? These would be people who, again, the power hungry, that would get to the top, but would step on everybody along the way, right? And then not recognize that how they got to the top was actually through other people, right? Other people assisting them to get there. So it's that, it's very much about a hierarchy, and they have to be at the top of that hierarchy, or their insecurities start to come out. This is also somebody who can be very stubborn, very, very sort of stuck in their ways. It's like, they might see that there's a better way, but if it's not their way, then it's not the way, right? So they can be very stubborn in their ways, and they can be very difficult to work with because of that stubbornness. Also, they can be very dominating and very controlling, needing to have control of the situation at all times and sort of asserting their authority. Even if they don't truly have that authority. And so it can become a very dominating type of environment, right? A very controlling type of environment where this person becomes the king of the castle or the queen of the castle. And it's, again, their way or no way, which can, of course, be very stifling for anyone who's in a connection with that person. They can also be lacking integrity or ethics, right? Not truly, you know, doing things that are self-serving only. And if it's not self-serving, then it doesn't, and if it doesn't benefit them, then they're not interested. And so they can do things, again, with money, resources, power, status, influence, that are very unethical, that are very, you know, lacking in integrity, that can actually do much more harm than good. And they're not ones to open the doors for others. It's more about what can I gain from this experience, or what can I gain from, you know, giving this resource or whatever it may be. But it's never about how it can help others, right? How it can benefit the all. It's very self-serving, which of course can be very detrimental to connections or relationships. Also, it's a very judgmental energy. There's a lot of judgment about my way is the right way, your way is not. And it can leave the other person feeling very judged a lot of times. Also, it can be very authoritarian. It's interesting because the eight energy is meant to be the authority over something, right? It's meant to be the expert at something. But someone who sort of embodies these characteristics in the lower vibration might be very authoritarian, again, whether they were given that authority or not. And so, again, it can be this very stifling, controlling environment where, again, their way is the only and best way. It's interesting because someone in this low vibration can also be disorganized and afraid of taking risks, right? It's kind of a scattered energy when someone's in the low vibration of this eight energy. So they can be afraid of taking risks because of their lack of confidence and their insecurities. This energy in a low vibration is very insecure, and a lot of times it will do everything in its power to sort of mask those insecurities or lash out with those insecurities, right? Project those onto others, where it's not something they want to face and move through. They just want to project and bypass it, so to speak. It's always somebody else, somebody else, somebody else. They can also be very detached from their spiritual self, right? Detached from their higher self, their higher consciousness, of course, because that they're typically lacking integrity or, you know, ethical value. And if you're connected to your higher self, your higher consciousness, and your soul is in the driver's seat, there's going to be integrity and ethics there, right? It's going to be much more of an enlightened journey. But people in the lower vibration of this energy can be very detached from that spiritual self. They're very in their ego, in this physical plane. And all things physical, again, power, money, status, reputation, influence, are the driving force to their existence. They also will be someone who would instigate conflict to showcase their perceived power. These are people who feel very powerful, feel like they, or again, masking those insecurities, and have to sort of showcase that power through force, through some kind of like physical force or through some kind of domination, right? And so it becomes this intense power struggle with this person. Typically, if you're in a connection with someone who is in the lower vibration, like fully embodied in the lower vibration of this energy, there are constant power struggles. This is someone who constantly sort of is fueled by taking the power of others away so that they can feel empowered. And so it can be fairly intense. Now, if you are in a connection with someone who is in the higher vibration of this energy, now you would attract someone in the higher vibration of this energy to, again, if you're a life path number 8, to show you, you know, what you are meant to step into, to show you what you are capable of stepping into in this lifetime. And that this individual, this soul contract, sort of becomes your teacher in a way, but you have to be open to what their soul is showing you. So it's a guide, so to speak, of this higher vibration, again, to show you the strengths that you're moving towards. If your birthday number is 8, and you attract someone or you're drawn to someone who is in the higher vibration of the 8, then this is to show you what you already have mastered. You have this. You just need to tap into it. You are already there. So, and you're meant to use that higher vibration of the 8 to do something really good in this lifetime, but not only that, but to help you step into your life path, whatever that may be. All right, so let's take a look at the higher vibration of the 8, which is incredibly powerful, but in a very beautiful way, right? A way that can actually change, have a greater impact in the world. Now, money, you know, money, power, status, resources, influence, all of these things are governed by the 8 energy. And so someone who's in the higher vibration of this energy tends to be very influential, but they use that influence to do good, to change the world in a positive way. They use their money, their resources, their power to help to uplift, inspire, empower others, to circulate those resources, that money, in a way that, again, has integrity, that is meant to, again, uplift, empower, inspire others. So their why is always based in helping others, right? Like using their power, influence, status, etc., money, to do good things in the world, right? To circulate, to share those resources in a way that can really create a movement of change in a positive direction. These people tend to be very successful, but it doesn't have to be like monetarily, right? It can be in a myriad of ways, but they use that success, whatever that is, to create powerful change, to create powerful experiences, again, that can uplift, empower, inspire others. So these are the business-minded leaders. These are the people who are, you know, not scattered, that are very like focused and able to focus on a greater vision and then achieve that greater vision by not giving up, by persevering, by calling in the resources, by leading, you know, alongside of others, leading by example, all of those things. They are meant to be the authority of something, right? The expert of something. And then they are meant to share that expertise in a way that can be very empowering for others. So the 8 in its higher vibration is, you know, about using their power, their money, resources, etc., to not only empower themselves, but to help empower others. So it's coming from a place of a higher consciousness. And with that being said, they're typically someone who is very connected to their own spirituality, whatever that looks like for them. But they're connected to their soul, to their higher consciousness. They're led by their heart and their mind, right? They've merged the two. So it's a very like working in tandem with their soul and their ego in a healthy, powerful way, right? The other thing I'll say about this is that they are not afraid to take risks. There's a confidence, but a healthy confidence in this energy where they're not afraid to take risks. The eight energy is a risk-taking energy. So they are, you know, the first one to take a calculated risk, to have a strategy, and they understand that when that risk, whatever it may be, goes south and doesn't work out, it's not a reflection of them. It's just a reflection of what didn't work, right? So they take what didn't work and they release that, and then they focus on what did work and they build from there instead of falling into victim mode of I'm, you know, worthless, I'm not capable, I'm this, that, or the other. And not trying again or not taking a risk again, they are right back taking the risk to build whatever it is their greater vision is that they're trying to build. The other thing about, I'm going to go back to the lower vibration of this energy. It's not uncommon for someone who's stuck in the lower vibration of this energy to be in victim mentality, where, you know, the world is out to get them, everything is not working, et cetera, et cetera. And so when you're in the higher vibration of this energy, you face whatever comes your way and you empower yourself through that experience, right? You take the experience and you move to a higher octave instead of staying stuck in the lower vibration of, you know, this sucks, you know, my life sucks, no, the world is out to get me type of thing. So someone in the higher vibration of this energy can see that what's happening is actually a teaching moment, right? They can use that to their advantage to build something better, to build something more empowering for themselves and others. So it's an incredibly beautiful energy. There's also this energy when you're in your higher vibration of the eight, or when this person is, that they open doors for others. They use their power, their money, their authority to help others to get ahead, right? Like to recognize the value and the expertise in others and their contributions. And they help to open doors for people to where it doesn't have to be about them. This is also someone who might be at the top, but recognizes that they did not get there alone, that they had help getting there, right? Because nobody is an island. Nobody gets to the top alone. And so it's a very empowering energy, not disempowering. And so, and they're very much aligned with, you know, like how to move through conflict resolution. They're not creating conflict. They're solving it, right? They're finding better ways. And again, this becomes empowering to self and others. They're not afraid of other people having power. They're not afraid of other people having authority. They're very secure within themselves and within their own authority, right? And their own expertise. And they understand that everybody is bringing some level of expertise to the situation. And they're open to hearing all sides. So it's an incredibly empowering energy to be around and to be a part of.